The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Meet the new war, which is in fact the old war.
Afghanistan was the forgotten war as we focused so much over the last several years on the war in Iraq.
I'll be back with more after this. It's beginning to look like the Iraq war is winding down. The Iraqi government wants a timetable, and while the White House seemed initially resistant to the idea, the U.S. is hardly in a position to insist that U.S. troops stay if the country they liberated wants them to leave. And CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says it's about time. They're needed back in Afghanistan. You remember Afghanistan?
Our shifting of forces too quickly from Afghanistan in preparation for the invasion of Iraq was a serious strategic error that only now we're really suffering the consequences of.
On Sunday, Taliban forces, those are the guys we beat back in 2002, hit a remote U.S. base near the Pakistan border. This wasn't just a raid. This was a sustained pre-dawn attack using machine guns, mortars, and rocket-propelled grenades. Mike Lyons, also a CBS News military consultant, says this is no ragtag army.
It seems as though the attack says that the Taliban is well-organized and fighting in a traditional military sense.
When the shooting finally stopped, a lot of the insurgents were dead, but so were 9 U.S. soldiers, making this the deadliest attack in 3 years. And where the Taliban take control, they're doing what they do best, imposing the death penalty in God's name. Latest victims, 2 women accused of providing prostitutes to U.S. soldiers and contractors. The local governor described them as innocent local people, but no matter, the execution squad dressed them in blue burqas and gunned them down. Mike Lyons.
The fact that they've been able to keep a low profile for the past few months and now have come back, recruited more people, they've been supplied by somebody.
Jeff McCausland says clearly their lifeline leads straight to Pakistan.
To be successful in Afghanistan requires for us to be successful in Pakistan, which may even be a larger undertaking than the war in Iraq.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, July 14th, 2008.